Hey everybody, this is Chris here, and hopefully this will go a lot better than the other recording did.
Yes, we've tested it and it should be working. He forgot to put the Skype audio. He forgot to adjust his where the Skype audio was coming from in the recording, so it didn't pick me up.
Yeah, so it was like I was talking to myself. So yes, this is going to be a gameplay demo as usual. I'm Chris. With me is a friend of mine. His name's Bryant.
And last time I was here was when Chris was doing Manamon, I believe.
So, yeah.
So.
Yeah, so Entombed, for those of you that don't know, is I guess you could call it an RPG, a dungeon crawl RPG, I guess would be the best way to describe it, where you're going through a dungeon. You were thrown into a dungeon for committing some kind of a crime, and you have to make your way down and try to make your way back out to the world. This game, oh gosh, I think this game was developed, or the development started in 2008, I think. I
I think
found
so,
it,
yeah.
yeah. I found it in 09, probably like August 09, when it was still an alpha.
I started. Chris played earlier than I did. I came in at probably the end of 09, when it was in beta cycle, 1.46,
Yeah.
when I started playing.
Something like that. Yeah, now this game is very special to me. I mean, I don't play it that much anymore, but this was the first game I played. This was the first time I really played an audio game like this on a computer, and that was when I was learning to use computers. So yeah, this was pretty special. It is commercial. You can go to blind-games.com and purchase the full game for $40, something like that. There is a demo, so you can try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it. Yeah, so I guess we can get started. Oh, one more thing. The version that I'll be playing is slightly more up to date than the one that you'll find on the website. I believe.
And
What?
I don't know
Go
if you
ahead.
want to post the link to this version because it's kind of hard to find.
Yes, I will post the direct link in each video so that you can download the latest version, which I guess was supposed to be a beta, but this game kind of got abandoned in 2011. But, yeah, so I guess I will hit enter and the intro will play. So here we go. Hopefully.
The legend tells of a city lost beneath the sands. Crimson walls adorned with the rarest gems. Polished floors reflected sunlight streaming through open windows. A princess's beauty, so complete, it inspired the founding of an entire kingdom. But these things led to pride, jealousy, and war. Driftwood Software presents a game by Jason Allen.
You have the 25th floor music.
Yep.
Yes, there are 25 floors, or I guess levels, in this game.
The demo lets you play
Even a
the first
grand
seven.
civilization cannot endure while the blood of its citizens pours from its foundation. Suddenly and violently, it came to an end one fateful night. Its conquerors parading survivors around the once great kingdom before silencing them forever. It is said that the grief of the gods swelled the oceans and rivers with their tears. Mountains, which had stood for millennia, parted, and the oceans washed away the envy that had consumed them. That was long ago, practically forgotten, until damp passageways were discovered in the craggy foothills lining the ocean. Rumors stirred, and many believed that these led to the Lost Kingdom and its riches. Over the centuries, brave explorers, royalty and peasants alike, all tried to discover the passage's source. As fewer and fewer returned, the ordeal, once considered noble and righteous, twisted to a form of punishment. For those who find themselves here, they will surely perish. The dungeon bends only to the will of the gods, and the gods do not find favor in any soul trespassing on their sacred ground. Rest well, for this night will be your last.
Well. And that is the intro.
Yep.
Welcome to Intune version 1.05b test. Please see wiki.blind-games.com for documentation on this version. Main menu. Start new game.
Alright, this is the main menu.
Exit.
Oh, you can use the left and right arrows too.
Account maintenance. Exit.
That's kind of cool.
Start new game.
Yeah, so you can use the up, down, left, or right arrows to navigate this menu, which is kind of cool.
I know that.
Yeah.
Load existing game. Start new game.
It's both vertical and horizontal. Yeah.
Exit. Start new game.
So start new game. That's obvious. That lets you, well, start a game.
Load existing game.
This lets you load your save game.
Read latest news.
This is supposed to give you the latest news, but it hasn't been updated since 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and let it read.
Intune version 1.02 released. Check the download page at www.blind-games.com for the direct link. This update adds a large player run bazaar, a new unlockable card, some new skills, and a lot of bug fixes. Old save games are not compatible with this release. Please finish your games in progress before updating. If you have the full version of Entombed, don't forget to upgrade to the full version again after updating. Thanks and enjoy.
Okay.
View Best Adventures Worldwide.
View Best Adventures Worldwide. This lets you see scoreboards, or, it's a scoreboard that shows scores from players all across the world.
View My Best Adventures.
View Your Best Adventures. This is not going to have anything in it because I haven't really played anything.
There have been no scored adventures yet.
Yeah.
View my unlocked key items.
This game has unlockables.
No key items unlocked. Find rare objects and uncover secrets to unlock key items. View my unlocked key items.
Nothing.
Change my preferences.
Preferences.
Account maintenance.
Account maintenance, which allows you to...
I forgot my password.
Reset your password.
Change my password.
And it's not saying password right.
I forgot my canceled account maintenance.
Let's see. I guess we can go into preferences real quick.
Change my preferences.
Yeah.
Background music volume.
This lets you change the music volume.
Music off.
You can turn it off if you don't like it. Or you can go all the way up.
Music off.
I'm gonna go about there. Or is that too loud?
Turn it down just to here, I think.
Yeah, like that?
There, yeah.
Voice synthesis volume.
Yeah, you can change the volume of the speech, which currently it's at the highest.
North wind volume.
South
wind volume.
These are wind sounds which are used to help you navigate. I don't use them.
East wind volume.
And I don't know why it's saying wind.
West wind volume. Door volume.
The door volume for doors, which make creaking noises.
Mm-hmm.
And you just tab through these.
Sounds volume.
Now, yeah, so if you hit the up arrow, it's at the highest. For some reason, when you first install this, the sounds are turned way down, so you'll want to come in here and turn them up.
Which really does not make sense, considering that this is an audio game. You'd think that the sounds would be on by default.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Voice synthesis rate.
Yeah, speech rate. I think I'll leave it the way it is, because this should be easy for a lot of people to understand, I think.
Yeah.
Change current G. You have VWK selected.
I don't know why it says G, but yeah, this is how you change your voices now. Right now I'm using Sappy 5 speech, which if you don't have a good sappy voice, well, I'm sorry. You might want to get a good one. But yeah, so let's see. Since I'm running this on Windows XP.
You have Microsoft Sam selected.
Yes.
Voice synthesis rate. Change current D.
And that was actually I played the game with this voice.
Change language. You have English selected. Change current D. You have Microsoft Sam selected.
And I used... Oh, God. I remember. I used to hate it. Oh, man.
You have VWK selected.
And those are the only two voices I have.
You should off-stream. You should play it with Microsoft Sam and name your character Soy.
Oh. Swat.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can change your voice. So if you have voices installed, you can choose them.
Change language. You have English selected.
Now, the only thing you have in here is English and something called test.
You have test selected. The language will be changed when preferences are saved.
Yeah, I don't think this is fully developed.
You have English selected. The language will be change speech engine. You have Microsoft Speech API selected.
Yep. So you can change the speech engine.
You have JAWS for Windows selected. You have Window Eyes selected. You have System Access selected. The engine will be changed when preferences are saved. You have Microsoft Speech API selected.
And you can hit Control to stop that speech. Yeah, this does not work with NVDA. There is a driver that you can get that basically makes any application that uses System Access go through NVDA. But I'm going to leave it on SAPI 5 because with SAPI 5, you don't get interrupted by key presses. And I think for this demo, that would be good. Because mm-hmm. if you're using a screen reader...
The other thing I want to mention, too, is... there is another way to change your speech engines. I don't know if this works in the main menu itself or if you have to actually be in a game, but I think you press Alt-J for JAWS, Alt-S for SAPI, and I don't know about System Access or Window Eyes.
I think Window Eyes is Alt-W and System Access is Alt-A. I'm not sure about the... Of course, Window Eyes is gone now. I don't know if this still works with JAWS. I don't see why not, unless they change their drivers.
I'm sure it probably does still.
So let me tab.
Auto save rate. Set this to 0 to disable auto saves. Any other number to set an auto save to occur after that many battles. Auto saves disabled.
Yeah, I turn off auto saves. That'll basically save your game when you complete a battle, and you can set that from disabled to up to every 10 battles.
Checkbox. Skip intro?
Mm-hmm.
No. Introduction is now off.
I'm going to skip the intro so the game loads faster.
Reset to default values. Save preferences.
And I'm going to save.
Saving preferences. Preferences saved. Change my exit. Start new game.
Okay, I think that pretty much goes through that. I guess we start now.
Yep.
Alright.
Character creation. Please type the character's given name.
Alright, now, last time I decided I was going to name all my characters after authors, the ones that I don't really like. And what I named this character originally was William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So you can give your character a first name and a last name, or just one name. So I'm going to type in William.
Now enter the character's family name.
Shakespeare, I think.
This character's name is William Shakespeare. Is this okay?
Yeah.
So you hit Y or N.
Is William Shakespeare a male or female?
I'm going to hit M.
Choose your race. Human.
Yeah. Male and female, the only thing that does is determines what sounds play when your character gets hit.
And I should note, too, also that if you don't enter a name for yourself and you just press enter, it's going to give you one by default. And they're usually kind of weird.
Yeah, but it randomly generates them.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing, if you hold shift and hit enter, you will play in hard mode, which tries to make it more realistic by restricting the ways that you can save.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if you get killed or your character gets killed or something really bad happens, well, you can't reload. You have to deal with it.
Yep.
You can save.
If you try and save it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Brings you. You can't. If you try and save it, brings you to the main menu.
Yep. And if your computer crashes, you lose your save game, which that I think is kind of unfair, but I guess that's kind of the price that you pay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you can choose your race, and each race has its different set of stats and abilities, but I'll go through the ones that I have right now.
Elf, human.
Human.
Elf.
Elf.
Half elf.
Half elf.
Ogre.
Ogre. Now, by default, those are the only races that you can play in the demo, which, if you ask me, I think the demo is pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I think it gives you a good feel for the content. You can actually play Goblin in the demo, too, because you can get the Goblin card off of mob that you need.
Yeah, the Goblin...
demo, so.
Yeah, the Goblin card is an unlockable that you get when you kill a random goblin, and it might actually happen in this game. It might not.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see.
Gnome. Dwarf.
Dwarf.
Halfling.
Halfling.
Half-orc.
Half-orc.
Fairy.
Fairy.
Human.
And you can play as a ratkin, but you have to buy the plague card off of the bazaar, which the bazaar is basically a player-run shop that's online, so you can trade things between players.
Yeah. Now I know. I don't know if this is the case anymore, but there used to be some bugs concerning the Ratkin card. I think when you bought it, all your other cards got deleted or something.
Yeah, that's a bug. So if you buy it, you have to, and this is really weird, you have to move the data file containing your unlockables and then put it back, and it will reset your cards and give you the plague card, and you'll have to unlock the rest of them. So that's a bug.
Yeah.
And I don't think Ratkin is really worth playing.
No.
But
elf, human.
I'm gonna go with human.
Choose your job, fighter.
There's, oh god, lots and lots of jobs. I think there's 18. Fighter.
Mage.
Mage. That's a spellcaster.
Healer. Thief. Wanderer. Ranger. Necromancer.
Necromancer, I don't know why that can't say it right.
Brawler.
Brawler.
Bard.
Bard.
Monk.
Monk.
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Assassin.
Assassin, which is really, really good, but they're only in the full version. You cannot play them in the demo.
Paladin.
No.
Paladin.
Fighter.
There's a few more. There's the trickster, which can charm things and make enemies attack each other.
Which humans can't be.
No. They can also summon animals to assist them in battle, which is not very useful. There's the shaman, which has some healing spells and some offensive attacking spells. And then there are three more jobs that you can unlock. There's druid, which you unlock with the by choosing a character, and for your two jobs you choose ranger healer or healer ranger. And I think there's the adventurer card, which is the sapphire card.
Yeah.
Which you get by playing a character and choosing thief
and wanderer.
Thief and wanderer, or wanderer and thief. So the order does not matter. You just have to have those two jobs.
There is another job too, but and this one also needs to be unlocked. The fortune teller.
Yep. And I think actually,
which you get by defeating a boss.
Yes, and we will actually unlock that during the course of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Mage, healer, thief, wanderer, ranger, necromancer, ranger.
I'm gonna go with ranger for right now. I think a lot of the jobs are self-explanatory. Wanderers aren't really useful, except they can learn different abilities.
It's 10:30.
Oh, shut up. Well, hey, there's your time announcement.
Ranger.
All right, so if it's your bedtime, you probably should.
Yeah, so like, oh, listening. It's 12 o'clock. Okay, so I'm gonna choose Ranger.
Ranger, starting new game.
And it loads.
William Shakespeare slew the good unicorn of happiness while wandering through the Forbidden Forest and mounted its head as a trophy. For this reason, the dungeon is your new home. Your adventure has begun.
Slew a unicorn of happiness? Okay. Yeah, so we are in the dungeon. The music is very good.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't play this game without the music on, because the music just adds, I don't know, it just adds, I guess, ambience.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so this game is turn-based, so if you don't do anything, it'll just sit here. So I could sit here for the next hour and nothing would happen.
Which is, I guess it's a little unrealistic if you think about it, but at the same time, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'd say it's good for people that just want to take their time and go slowly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could be a little better. Okay, so there's a lot of key commands. What I will say is if you hit shift,
context menu, nearest unexplored space, /key.
This gives you a big list of commands.
Location, L.
Location.
Character status, C.
Character information, you hit C.
Inventory, I.
I to access your inventory.
Equipment, E.
Equipment.
Magic, M.
Magic menu, I think that works outside of combat.
Pick up items, G. Search, Z.
Search, that allows you to search for rooms that contain chests or hidden shops, which actually, I don't think there are hidden shops, are there?
There are, but they are like very, 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 very rare. I've only ran across them like literally twice, probably in my various playthroughs of the game.
Very.
I think there are still shops, but they're like extremely rare.
Yeah.
So
Rest R.
I know there was a lot more in the Betas cycles.
There was a lot of cool stuff in the betas that he either took out or toned down, which I'm kind of mad about. But
Yeah.
yeah, so you can rest. That allows you to heal.
Save game F5.
Save game F5.
Nearest unexplored space slash key.
And that's about it. When you're in a room with a stairwell, it will show you the comma period, or yeah, the comma key to go up and period to go down. Now I believe you can also hit enter, right?
Nearest unexplored space, north 1.
Yeah, so if you want to run commands like this, you can do it. I think it's kind of slow, but
Yeah.
if you can't do hotkeys, and I guess this will work.
Saving game. Save completed.
So I'm gonna save the game by hitting F5. Also, if you hit escape,
Options menu. Save game.
save game.
Exit.
Oh yeah, and this is vertical and horizontal as well, so you can use the up, down, left, or right keys.
Save game.
I guess this works everywhere. I didn't know that.
Load game.
Didn't either.
Save game, load game,
Change preferences.
preferences.
Return to title.
That takes you back to the main menu,
Exit.
and you're back to exit.
Cancelled.
Okay. So, couple more things I'll show you before we get started. I'm gonna hit C.
William Shakespeare's character details. Allocate skill points.
So this is a menu. Yes, you have skill points that you can use to improve your skills.
General information.
This tells you what your character is.
William Shakespeare is a male human ranger. Health status.
Health information.
Character statistics.
Stats.
Experience. William Shakespeare is level 1 and needs 500 experience to attain level 2. Jobs.
and jobs.
Allocate jobs. Ranger.
If you go in here,
Description.
you can get more information about your jobs.
A true ranger is said to be a child of the wilderness. Taught from a young age to handle bows, the ranger's skill is unmatched.
Yep.
Abilities.
Abilities is lists your different abilities
Skills.
and skills. I'm not going to go through all this just to save time, but I think you get the idea.
Cancelled.
Swords also, rangers also specialize in the usage of long swords, I believe.
Yes, let me show you the skills menu.
General allocate. William Shakespeare has one skill point. The following skills can be improved. Multi-shot. Level 1 of 5.
Multi-shot.
True shot. Level 1 of 5.
Yeah, and you start out with a skill point by default.
Leather armor. Level 1 of 5.
Leather armor.
Archery. Level 1 of 5. Swords. Level 0 of 5.
Levels zero. That's weird.
I didn't know
Confirm
that.
changes.
Yeah, I don't know.
So when it usually when it says level zero, that means that in order to actually acquire the skill, you need to put a couple of points into it. For example, I believe if you press enter on a skill, it's going to tell you how much it costs to acquire. So I believe the sword skill would cost you like 2 points, and once you put the 2 points into it, it's going to be at level one, and then from then on, I think you can raise it with just a single skill point.
Yep, and it's
So.
important to note too that you only get 20 skill points because there's only 20 levels in this game.
Yeah.
So spend your points wisely.
Yep.
Yeah, let me hit enter.
Sword, arch, sword.
Oh, that
Confirm
doesn't.
changes.
I guess you have to do
Thought
it
there
from
was.
the skills menu. Yeah,
Oh,
I
yeah,
think you go to
probably.
jobs and then you go to skills and you can press enter and it will tell you information.
Yeah.
I'm gonna actually.
Multi confirm changes. Multi shot. Level 1 of 5. Confirm changes.
I'm gonna actually.
Skill point gen allocate skill points.
I'm gonna save that skill point
Cancelled.
Because I'm going to play as a ranger assassin, and you get a secondary job at level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to start walking. So you walk around with the arrow keys. There's a door. There's a wall.
There is a stairway down here.
Oh, so I could go to the second floor.
Already?
Yeah. Now, you could do this all the time, but I like the explored space feature. If you hit slash.
Nearest unexplored space. West. 3.
That will help you find areas.
Encountered 3 enemies. William's pet. Cave bat 3. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. Cave bat 2. William's pet. Light damage. Cave bat 1. William Shakespeare. Left arm. 1 damage. William Shakespeare. Fight.
And yeah, you do have a pet. I guess it's a wolf that you befriend somewhere, and that will assist you in combat.
William Shakespeare's dubious wolf leather sling needs ammunition. Good 5 basalt rocks.
And yeah, if you're a ranger, you get a sling.
Selected good 5 techniques.
I'm going to actually hit E.
Head.
This gives you the equipment screen where you can change items that your character is using.
Torso. Left arm, right arm, left hand. You are holding a dubious wolf leather sling in your... You've removed a dubious wolf leather sling. Techniques. Fight. Cave bat 1.
So now I'm using my fists.
Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Head. 5 damage. The cave bat's head is shattered. The cave bat has been defeated. William's pet. Cave bat 2. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave...
And, yeah, when you're in combat, it's just a... You choose options from a menu.
Resting.
Yeah.
Resting completed.
Hit R. There we go. Now I should be healed.
Nearest unexplored space. North. 4. East. 5.
You can also hit S to check the status of your characters.
Status. William Shakespeare. 100 out of 100 health. William's pet. 165 out of 165 health. William Shakespeare. Cancelled.
Now, something else I want to show real quick, so I'm going to hit C.
William Shakespeare. William's pet's character details. General information.
And I hit Tab to switch to the second party member. So this is my pet.
William's pet is a female wolf 4.
Oh, female wolf this time.
Health status.
That's interesting. Yeah, so every time you start a new game or even load your game, you're going to get random stuff. Like, everything is random.
Yeah.
Rename.
Let me rename my pet.
Please type the character's given name.
Let's see, what should I name this? I don't know.
Any female authors you don't like?
Harper Lee? Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Harper.
Now enter the character's family name. This character's name is Harper Lee. Is this okay?
Yep.
William's pet is now called Harper Lee.
Yep.
General information. Harper Lee's a female wolf 4. Health status. Character's experience.
You can also view experience, all the same stuff.
Rename.
Obviously, since the pet is an animal, it doesn't really have a job or a skill set.
Cancelled.
Its stats do improve slightly, though, when it...
Slightly.
When it levels.
Nearest
yeah.
Unexplored space. East. 1.
Yeah, it's useful for about a quarter of the way through the game.
I usually end up changing it into something else, which you can do with
yeah, you can
certain things.
Reincarnate it or transform it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you just walk around, and from time to time you'll get creatures that just appear.
Nearest unexplored space, east, 1.
And I'm just exploring the floor. Oop, there's an item. I'm gonna hit G.
The following items are lying here. 3 magic potions, 3 healing potions, 3 magic potions. You've picked up three healing potions.
Let me grab that. That stuff's useful.
Oop. per 12 blackwood arrows. Unidentified scroll per 12. You've picked up a per 12 blackwood arrows.
There's some arrows. Where's all the enemies?
Nearest unexplored space. South, 6, west, 4, north. Encountered 4 enemies.
Oh.
Harper Lee, cave bat 4. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. William Shakespeare, fight. Cave bat 1. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 3 damage. Badly injured. 5 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. Cave bat 3. Harper Lee, 1 damage. Cave bat 2. William Shakespeare, 1 damage. Harper Lee, cave bat 3. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. Cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. William Shakespeare, fight. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 4 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. 80 experience awarded.
Okay.
Resting. Resting completed. Nearest unexplored space. South, 2, west, 4, north, 1.
And there is a... I think, in terms of enemies, each floor probably has, I want to say, up to like 20 to 25 enemies.
Yeah.
That can come at you in various group sizes. So you could have one enemy, two enemies, three enemies, sometimes four enemies, very rarely five enemies.
Encounter three mm-hmm. enemies. William Shakespeare, fight. Cave bat one.
And once you
kill the 25th floor, which has like 200...
Yeah, the 25th floor is ginormous, and it has 200 things to kill.
Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Right foot, 4 damage. The cave bat's right foot is shattered, 5 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. Harper Lee, cave bat 3. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. Cave bat 2. William Shakespeare, 1 damage. Harper Lee, cave bat 2. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cave bat's torso is mangled. The cave bat has been defeated. 60 experience awarded.
So.
Nearest unexplored space. North. 1.
Yeah, once you kill everything on a floor, you won't get creatures when you walk around.
We've only seen cave bat so far.
Yeah, this floor only has two types of enemies, and as you progress, you'll get more and more types, and eventually you'll stop seeing some creatures, I guess because they die out, because you kill them all.
Encountered three yeah. enemies. Kobold 2, Harper Lee, 1 damage. Kobold Mage, Harper Lee, light damage. Kobold 1, Harper Lee. Harper Lee, Kobold Mage, 8 damage, badly injured. William Shakespeare, fight, Kobold 1.
Yeah, so these are kobolds, kobolds, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Kobold Mage. Kobold 2.
So you can choose anything that you want to kill.
Kobold Mage.
You can hit X.
I don't really know what they are either, do you?
I think they're little, I think they're smaller humanoids. That's something I wish this game had, was better descriptions of creatures.
Yeah.
Because you can examine creatures if you hit X, but it only tells you, well, listen.
This is a female kobold mage. She appears badly injured. She is wearing a dubious larchwood buckler on her left arm. She is wielding a poor basalt club in her left hand. She has no serious injuries.
Yeah, it just gives you very generic information.
Mm-hmm.
Kobold mage has been sent sprawling through the air. 4 damage. Critically injured. Kobold 2. William Shakespeare. Right arm. 1 damage. Kobold mage. Kobold mage casts grow. Kobold grows to incredible size. Kobold 1. William Shakespeare. Harper Lee. Kobold 2. 8 damage. Badly injured. William Shakespeare. Fight. Kobold 1. Kobold has been sent sprawling through the air. 4 damage. 4 damage. Badly injured. Kobold 1. Harper Lee. Kobold 2. William Shakespeare. 1 damage. Kobold mage. Harper Lee. Harper Lee. Kobold mage. 7 damage. The kobold mage's torso is mangled. The kobold mage has been defeated. William Shakespeare. Fight. Kobold 5 damage. Critically injured.
Just kill these things.
Kobold 2. William Shakespeare. 1 damage. Kobold 1. Harper Lee. Harper Lee. Kobold 2. 8 damage. The kobold has been defeated. Grow has faded from the kobold. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Now there's something else I want to point out really quickly. Instead of just hitting enter on things and having your character target randomly, you can hold down specific keys and target specific body parts.
Yeah.
I think 1 and 3 target the legs or the lower half of the body. So if you're fighting animals, it'll target the back legs and I think the tail. Just the back legs or feet.
Mm-hmm.
Two targets the waist on humanoids and I think the tail on animals. Pressing and holding 5 while you hit enter targets the center of the body, so your torso. 4 and 6 target the left and right upper sections, so for a humanoid that would be the arms and the hands, etc. And 8 targets the head area. Now,
I don't think 7 does anything.
I don't think so. And you can use either the numeric keypad if you have one, or the top row of numbers to do this. And just a tip, If you want something to go down really quickly, target the head. If the head gets hit too much, they go down, which is realistic.
Also, if you're fighting really difficult mobs like quest mobs or whatever that have like really powerful weapons, it might be beneficial to target their arms or hands, because those are one of the weakest parts of their body, I think.
Yep, and if you can
so
damage those enough, they will drop their weapons.
Mm-hmm. Kobold 1. 4 damage. The kobold has been defeated. 225 experience awarded.
Okay.
Nearest unexplored space, west, 1. There is a stairway down here. Nearest unexplored space, east, 1. North, 2. East, 1.
And yeah, these rooms are empty.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if I like that.
3 doors. 1 door on the south wall. 1 unexplored. 2 doors on the west wall. 0 unexplored.
So you can hit X when you're in a room and it'll tell you how many doors it has.
There is a stairway down. Ooh. Encounter 2 enemies. Oh. Harper Lee, Kobold Thief.
In a doorway.
Badly injured. Kobold Thief. Kobold Thief uses hide. Kobold Thief slips into the shadows. Kobold 1. William Shakespeare. Right leg. 1 damage. William Shakespeare. Fight.
And actually, these creatures do have weapons, but I usually ignore it because for the first part of the game, you usually get crap.
Kobold 1.
Yeah.
Harper Lee, 1
Believe
damage.
It or not, I actually found Harper a legendary Kobold weapon 1. On like the 3rd floor.
Oh, wow.
William Shakespeare. Sneak attack, 5 damage, injured.
Yeah, it was a great axe, actually.
William Shakespeare, fight.
Oh, wow.
Kobold 1.
That just goes to show you that the randomness can do quite a lot of things.
Kobold 1, Harper Lee. Kobold Thief. Kobold Thief uses hide.
Oh, crap.
Kobold Thief slips into the shadows. Harper Lee, Kobold 1. William Shakespeare, fight.
And it's also important to note that your character does not die when your total health goes to 0. Depending on which parts of your body have been hit, well, yeah, you could die quickly or really slowly.
Yeah.
Because your health is distributed across your entire body.
Technique fight.
And certain races have more health on like their certain body parts and stuff, depending on their overall health.
Yeah.
Kobold 1. Kobold has been sent sprawling through the air. 5 damage. Critically injured. 4 damage. The kobold's torso is mangled. The kobold has been defeated. Kobold Thief. William Shakespeare.
Oh,
sneak
crap.
Attack. 5 damage. Injured. Hide has faded from the kobold thief. Harper Lee. Kobold Thief. 8 damage. The kobold thief has been defeated. 150 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold. William Shakespeare has attained level 2. William Shakespeare's attributes have improved. Gained 3 hit points. Gained 4 magic points. William Shakespeare now has 2 skill points. William Shakespeare is now experienced enough for a second job. Harper Lee has attained level 2. Harper Lee's attributes have improved. Gain 8 hit points.
Yeah.
William L. Choose.
So now you can choose a job.
Select a secondary job for the human ranger William Shakespeare. Mate, healer.
The human ranger William Shakespeare.
The wanderer, necromancer, brawler. Bard, monk, barbarian, assassin.
Now let's choose assassin.
William Shakespeare is now a ranger assassin. William Shakespeare has two confirmed changes.
And the skill that I'm gonna allocate.
Dual wield, sneak attack, critical hit, sneak attack. Level 1 of 5.
Is sneak attack. And I don't know if I said this before, but if I haven't, to increase the skill, you hit equals. To decrease it, you hit dash.
Sneak attack has increased to level 2. Sneak attack. Level 2 of 5. Sneak attack has increased to level 3. William Shakespeare has no more skill points to spend. Dual confirm changes. Skill health gen.
Let's,
canceled. Resting.
Save that.
Resting completed.
And
saving game. Save completed.
As an
so
assassin.
Let me. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I just want to make one more point about jobs. Depending on your starting job, and also your secondary job, affects your stat increases. So, for example, if you were a fighter, you might get more hit points when you level up versus if you were a magic user, you wouldn't get as many hit points. On the other hand, if you were a magic user as a first job, you would probably get more magic points when you level up versus hit points.
Yeah.
So.
And also, it's really important to choose your jobs correctly, because while you might be able to say choose a caster as your primary and then fighter as your second, sorry about that, you won't get all the abilities that the fighter has.
No.
I don't think, like, you don't get the armor skills, so keep that in mind when you're creating your character. You know, you want to choose what you want your character to do.
You can't use a lot of the weapons that a fighter would be able to use either if you were second class fighter.
No.
So
yeah, that is very important, and you usually don't want to mix caster and combat classes, because they usually don't go together that well. Anyway.
This floor has been completely explored.
Okay, good. So now I'm going to hit period. If I actually hit comma.
There is no stairway up from here. Stairway down, west, 3. There is a stairway down here.
Alright.
Saving game. Save completed.
I'm going to save, and actually I think I'm going to end this video here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when we come back, we will tackle the second floor.
Yep.
And until then, you guys take care. Bye.